let's look at some proven examples of how to properly invite somebody. I'm looking right now in my blueprint under the invite section to proven invite scripts. So I might call my friend, Stacy, and I might say something like this. Hey, Stacy, this is Seth. She says, hi. I say, listen, I've made a major change in my career. I'm working with a publicly traded company. It's a big deal, and I've got a chance to invite some of my closest friends to be involved. I want to get you some information immediately and introduce you to a couple of people I'm working with. When's better for you, today or tomorrow?
I love that, Seth. I mean, it's simple, straightforward, and all you're doing is asking people to get some information. Let's try this. Let's try another one.
Hello.
Seth.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. What's up?
Hey, Seth, you know, I'm involved in something very special, and I would love to introduce you to a member of my business mentoring group. What's better for you, today or tomorrow?
You know, I'm booked today. I've got some time tomorrow.
Great. Morning or afternoon?
Morning.
Morning. What time would it work for you?
10.
10. Great. I'll just come over to your house. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's cool.
Great. I'll see you at 10 o'clock tomorrow, and I need about half an hour of your time.
Sounds awesome.
Thanks so much.
Great. We've done two scripts, and you know, I think some people are going to feel really comfortable with a certain approach, and others are going to feel more comfortable with another approach, and that's okay. You know, that's why there are four choices here.
Well, let's try another one then. Hey, what do you do tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, actually, I think I'm open.
Great. Hey, I have a business that I want to share with you, and I'd like to introduce you to one of my business partners. You know, it may or may not be for you, but what I'd like to do is just get some information, some preliminary information into your hands. And if it sounds interesting, great. If not, that's great too. No problem. No pressure. What time would work best for you?
Probably after the kids get in bed, and I'd say, 8:30 or 9.
8:30 or 9. 9?
9's fine.
Great. I'll just show up at your house tomorrow night.
Sounds great.
Great. We'll see you tomorrow. Just a comment. You know what's so powerful? When you can just give people a back door to get out of it. You know, you ask them to get some information, and what happens is you back them into this corner, and they feel this pressure, the psychological pressure. So give them a way out. Give them a psychological air, if you would, to breathe. So, you know, saying something like, hey, you know what, I don't know if this is for you or not. Just give them that back door. And if it's not for you, great. We can still choose to be friends, just not business partners. Another example of a way to give them some psychological air to back out if they're not interested.
Another thing I like, though, is even though you may not be pushing it on them, you're really excited. You're not apologizing. You're not spineless saying, oh, hey, I'm not sure if this isn't for you, but I really would, you know, there's none of that. People can feel what you feel. They can feel your excitement. They can be inspired by just the way you say it. And so the other thing I felt from you is, although I didn't feel pressured, you know, hey, it may or may not be for me. Okay, I feel, but wow, sure making him happy. You know, I kind of want to know more about that.
You maybe think of something. You know, Steve Jobs, for example. He has this amazing business, right? And let's say you're going for an interview and he's going to ask you to listen. You think he's going to come and say, well, I kind of got something that you should look at. I mean, no. I mean, he has a business. He's going to say, I want you to be there at X time because I got this business that I need you to take a look at. What if he called you and he said that? If Steve Jobs called you and he said, hey, you know what? I got this business. You need to be there 10 o'clock tomorrow. It may or may not be for you, but I'd like to get some information to your hands. What would you do?
I'd be there.
You'd be there. But what if he came and said, I kind of got this thing.
Well, I'd know if he did that, I'd know he wasn't Steve Jobs.
So it's all about that posture in inviting. It's about that belief that you have something great that you want to share with people. And whether they accept it or not, guess what? That's their choice. And that's the posture that we have to have. We just have to know, have that belief that this is really one of the best things that we can share with people. And that's half the battle, is that belief that this is something great to share.
Let's do another one. I'm going to try another one here, Mark. So I call Mark. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Mark, this is Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, you got a sec?
Sure.
Listen, I'm just running somewhere, but I want to share with you something that I'm super excited about. We have got to get together. I want to introduce you to one of my new business partners. What's better for you, today or tomorrow?
Today.
Today, great. It's afternoon. This afternoon or later this evening?
You know, this evening would work better.
Okay, 9 o'clock? 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock,
7 o'clock.
Let's shoot for about 9:30 if that works for you.
9:30 after the kids are in bed.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pop on over with my buddy and just look forward to seeing you.
Great.
Hey, thanks.
Now you notice, I didn't even ask him what it was, right? Why? Because he had such a strong belief in what he was telling me, and I just know Seth. I trust Seth, and I want to listen to him because of Seth.
So let's talk about maybe some don't do's. We've talked about 4 proven scripts and some of the word tracks in these scripts. When you start to use these over and over and over, they're powerful, and it just kind of rolls off the tongue. My suggestion is that you choose one of these. Choose one of them that you feel really comfortable with, the one that just seems like it's you. You know, I was in the home of a wonderful couple. They've been involved in a number of companies. They're in their 60s, all right? And they're here at LifeVantage, so excited about the opportunities and so excited to have a blueprint. And we were doing some on-the-job training, getting started, and I was going over the invite with them. And it's just fun to see people really attach themselves and say, oh, I can do this one. We've put it here. You know what to say. And now people say, oh, that's me. By the way, when we were developing these scripts, some of these came from men and some of these came from women, but they're all proven. So there's a wide background, but we know that these scripts work.
And you know what's important? Again, just being yourself. I mean, don't try to sell someone. I mean, if you kind of pick the script and you say, hey, you know, I'm involved in something very special and I would love to introduce you to a member of my business mentoring group. I mean, doesn't that feel like telemarketing?
It feels like you're reading it.
Right. So don't, I mean, just be yourself. Don't be a telemarketer. You're not a salesperson. All our job is to ask people to get some information. So be yourself.
One thing I notice sometimes a lot of us will do, particularly because we haven't had these scripts, this proven plan, we'll just make something up like, I'll say, hey, Mark, I've got this really great product. You and I have not practiced this, Mark. This is totally real. This is organic. But if I called you, what would happen? For example, ring, ring.
Hello?
Mark.
Yes.
Hey, this is Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Listen, I've got this amazing new product I need you to check out.
What is it?
It's a nutritional product, kind of. Yeah.
What is it called?
Well, it's called Protandim.
What does Protandim do?
Well, now, you know about antioxidants, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so this isn't an antioxidant. It's even better. Okay, so you see where we're going, right? I mean, as soon as if I just say, I've got this great product, Mark's going to, if he's an intelligent being, he's going to say, well, great.
What is it?
And if he says, what is it? Then he's going to, and I have to answer that question.
And guess what happened? It's a quick slippery slope down. And people are always looking for a way to say, no, thank you. So don't give them any reason to say, no, thank you. When you ask someone, for example, I have this great product. As soon as you talk about product, there's 2 things that comes to mind in the other person's mind. One is, he wants me to buy something or he wants me to sell something. So stay away from that. It's a quick, slippery slope down. Here's another bad example. Let me just invite you to get some information. So what's better for you today or tomorrow?
So what is it?
Well, it's a product called Protandim. And it was developed by this guy, Dr. Joe McCord. He's a scientist out of University of Colorado. And he's a really, really well-known. Has that ever happened to you? Okay. Let's try.
Hold on. Let me wake up here. What were you just doing there? Selling me?
Did you feel like I was trying to sell you?
Well, yeah. It's uncomfortable.
So let's try that again. Let's try to do a good example of that, okay? So what's better for you today or tomorrow?
So what is it?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Take it out. Can you write this down? www.yourwebsite.com. And I want you to scroll down, and there's an ABC primetime piece there. I want you to click on that. ABC got a hold of some of our clinical studies several years ago and did a primetime news piece on it. I want you to click on that ABC primetime piece, and it takes about 5 to 7 minutes. Just take a quick look at it, and we'll get back. When we get together tomorrow, I'll give you the details on that. Fair enough?
Sounds good.
Great.
Smooth.
How did that work? How did you feel?
Like you gave me what I asked for? But really not. I felt great. I asked what it was. You gave me information.
And that's the magic of inviting, is to give people information and not to sell them, but to have them want to buy.
I think this idea of people feeling like they're being sold comes from two avenues or two directions. One is having information pushed on them, and we don't want to do that. The other, and this has been rampant in this industry, is being surreptitious, right? Is hiding, is being secretive. And what you will notice about these scripts and this invite approach in the blueprint is that they are neither pushing information on people, although we're giving them information, and it's, of course, not hiding anything, although we're not giving them everything. It's the perfect path. Have any of us ever had somebody? I've got to role play this. I've always wanted to role play this. I get to call you, Mark.
Great.
So here's an example of me hiding information from Mark. So, Mark, what's better for you, today or tomorrow?
What is it?
Well, it's really difficult to explain. You know, I mean, I really can't say anything about it. I mean, I just couldn't. It wouldn't work, you know. But it's easier to show you than to tell you. So I'll just see you tomorrow, okay?
Ooh, not good. I feel like a yucky salesman.
Yeah.
I don't even want to be close to you.
That's the difference. When I ask what it is, you gave me some information. But you didn't give me so much. You didn't become the messenger. You were still the message. And you kind of got rid of my concern. Hey, I can do my own homework now, but you still got the appointment.
And you know what? That reply is so powerful. It works over and over and over again. I hardly ever, maybe once or twice, got someone really push me and ask me, what is it? What is it? What is it? But if you just give them some information, guess what? They're happy.
So we've talked about inviting to a live meeting. Now let's talk about using the same type of an invitation, but this time to, say, a three-way call. Perhaps one of my business mentors or somebody from my support team isn't right next to me. Suppose I can't get with them today.
So even if I was like, you're in Utah and I might be in Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati, St. Louis, New York, Florida. How can I help you build this business, do on-the-job training? Well, invite to a three-way call.
And this is powerful. People always say, hey, you know what? My contacts, my friends, whoever, they live in XYZ state, and so I can't do the business. That's a great excuse.
An excuse is nothing but a well-planned lie.
I mean, a well-planned lie. That's all it is. It's just for a way out for me to say, hey, you know what? I'll never be successful at it. So it doesn't matter where your contacts are. You can build this business the same way using the invite scripts.
So let's say that I'm brand new in the business and my mentor is now taking me through the process and we come to invite and I say, well, you know, I've got my friend, here's my database, but they all live out of state. So here's what we do. We go to the invite scripts to do a three-way call and we plug it in. Okay, so I'm going to pretend like I'm calling my friend Mark, who lives in St. Louis. So I dial and the phone rings.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Hey, this is Seth.
Long time no here. Are you still alive?
I'm way alive. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I'm running into a meeting. We need to catch up, but just 30 seconds, really quickly. I wanted to touch base with you. I've just made a major change in my work life, and I'm starting a publicly traded company. It's a big deal, and I've got a chance to bring a couple of my closest buddies in to get involved. I'm getting on the phone with one of my business partners in about 10 minutes. I've got just a very quick meeting. Are you free in a few minutes just to chat? Or would later tonight be better for you?
Sure. Tonight would be a lot better.
Okay. Well, I'll call. What's better, early evening, late evening?
Maybe about 9:30, 10.
9:30, 10 Central Time.
Yes.
Okay. I'll call you at 9:30.
Great.
Have my business partner on the line and just kind of give you the scoop on what we're doing. I'd love to catch up.
Fantastic. Talk
awesome.
To you then.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
Let's try another example of something different, okay?
Okay.
Has this ever happened to you when you call someone that you haven't, or you want to call someone that you haven't talked to in a long time, and you pick up the phone? So let's just role play this. Ring, ring, ring. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Seth?
Mark?
Yeah. Hey,
Mark,
this is Mark.
Sato?
Hey, long time no here.
Yeah. How are you?
Hey, you know, so what's happening?
Just, you know, I mean, living life, raising kids. You know, Jill and I are going on vacation next week and, you know, work's busy.
Where are you heading to?
We're heading to New York to go to Broadway for a weekend.
That's fun. Are you going to take me?
If you can fit in my bag.
I'm pretty small. I might be able to fit in your bag. How's the family?
Great. I mean, you know, kids have grown up since you've last seen. They're all grown a couple inches and as energetic as ever.
It's been how many years now?
Well, I'd say it's about three, hasn't it? Three or four?
At least yeah. That. Wow. Well, you know what I'm really calling about? I have this business that I like to, you know, share with you.
Oh.
How do you feel? Pause, okay?
Pause this call.
How would you feel if that happened to you? I mean, Seth, how did that feel?
It's like let's change train tracks, you know, abruptly.
Whoa, did you feel used?
Yeah, especially when you say, what I really called about, in other words, everything I was telling you is a lie. I don't care.
All I want is you. I just want to use you, right?
Exactly.
Well, let's try it again. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hello. Seth, hey, this is Mark Shinsato.
Mark Shinsato?
Long
Aloha,
time.
Baby.
Aloha.
How are you, man?
Great. Hey, Seth, I'm actually calling about some business, but before we get to that, let's just catch up. How's the family?
Great. I think it's been 2 years since we saw you, so pretty much, you know, all the kids have gained about 30 pounds and 6 inches, and they're all as energetic as ever.
So what's Stephen doing?
Actually, he's out on a church mission right now, doing really well.
Great. And Jordan?
Finished his junior year in high school, working on college credit, doing amazing.
Wow. So you still have six, is that right?
For the time being, yeah. And we're steady at six.
Any announcements?
Zero. And don't tell my wife.
So the rest of the kids are doing well?
Yeah, they're all great.
And Jill?
Yeah, we just put the garden in last week, and life's busy, you know. I mean, business is busy, you know. I mean, this economy's crazy, but no complaints.
Wow. It's so good to just catch up a little with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to hear your voice.
You know, like I said in the beginning, I'm actually calling about some business. And, you know, I'm actually working with a publicly traded company, and there's some great things happening. And I have an opportunity just to invite a couple of close friends to get involved with me. And I thought about you. I just love your work ethic. I love who you are. And I just thought I want to invite you to get some information. And, you know, may not be for you. But, you know, I'm going to get on a conference call tomorrow or the next day. When would be good for you?
Tomorrow's booked, but day after is fine, yeah.
Great. Morning or evening? What's better for you?
Mornings are always the best.
Good. About what time?
10 o'clock my time.
Okay, so mountain time. So 10 o'clock, got it. It'll take about half an hour. I'll call you. We'll get on a conference call. I'm going to have one of my business mentors on the phone with me, and we can just kind of go through this project together.
Sounds great.
Great.
Sounds great.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks.
2 days.
Thanks.
Take care.
See you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So what?
That felt good. You know, I think it was not about you. It was about me. You were more interested in me than you were about you.
So
that makes a world of difference.
So you didn't feel like I was trying to sell you something?
Not at all. Well, you said in the beginning, hey, listen, it's great to hear you. I'm calling about some business, but what's going on? You know, and then you just brought it right back. It's the difference between being an amateur and being a professional. Professional doesn't mean it has to be strict or feel bad, but it's the right way. Professionals do it the right way to get the right results.